Hello. Today we're going to talk about glue ear. It is something that can happen to your children. Can you see on the picture which part of the ear is affected?
Yes. All my sister's children had it and one of them went to hospital.
Normally it clears up by itself, but sometimes a child needs to go to hospital and have a small operation.
Does it hurt the child?
No. They are asleep when the doctor does the operation.
Okay. And does it always work?
It usually works. But today I want to talk to you about what you can do to avoid this sickness.
Is it important because my sister's boys are all fine now?
It can be important because sometimes it takes a long time to get better and the child can't hear properly. They can feel sick and are tired and they can't hear the teacher. This means they don't learn as much at school.
But before they go to school, it doesn't matter if they have this sickness.
Yes, it matters. If your child can't hear you or their brothers and sisters, then they feel lonely and they can become closed and isolated.
So what can we do to help them?
There are some very simple things you can do. Watch your child, and if they are different, more tired, frustrated, or if they have a sore ear, then tell us at the community creche and we will ask the doctor to look at their ears. Sometimes the ears are red or there is some discharge. Sometimes the child can be clumsy or dizzy. That can be a problem in their ear, and sometimes they can't move the side of their face. If that happens, you must take them to the clinic. You know there is a free one here every Thursday.
Yes, we know. The nurses are very kind. But what can they do to help?
Generally, they will check and see if the problem is glue ear. If it is, they will check regularly to make sure that it is clearing up. If it doesn't get better, you can take your child to the hospital and the doctor will do a small operation which will help.
Okay. And what can we do if our child takes a long time to get better?
First of all, don't try any traditional method. Putting more things in your child's ear will make it worse, not better. Then you have to try to keep them healthy with the best food you can manage. And also, don't let them swim in lakes and rivers and ponds. But one of the most important things you can do is remember that your child can't hear as well as you.
So what do we do about that?
Look at these pictures here. They give you some ideas. First of all, tell everyone, including the teachers, about the problem. Ask if your child can sit in the front of the class.
But I will be ashamed to tell people my child is deaf.
They will not be deaf. They are hard of hearing and not forever. Anyway, you should never be ashamed of your child because they are deaf. It is the way they are born. My husband has a big nose and his mother loves him.
My husband is short and bald, but everyone loves him.
Yes, that is true. Anyway, look at the next picture. You can see the mother is close to the child and is looking in his eyes. That is what you have to do. Face them. Don't shout and keep eye contact while you speak. You don't have to shout, but try to remember when there is a lot of background noise that your child will find it difficult to hear you.
Okay. And what is this picture about?
It shows the father tapping his child on the shoulder so the child knows his dad wants to speak to him. And you see the dad is standing near the light. That can help a child if he can see your faces when you speak. I will give you all this leaflet and you can ask me questions when you like. I work at the creche every morning and will be happy to talk to you. Just remember though, that if you take your child to the clinic or if we ask you to take your child there, you have a better chance of finding the illness and of being able to help your child stay in school and have friends.